divine call of light, the novel morning bright, the divine insight, the eternal countdown begins, the brave heart wins.
We are the clouds that veil the midnight moon. How restlessly they speed and gleam and quiver, streaking the darkness radiantly. Yet soon night closes around and they are lost forever, or like forgotten lyres whose dissonant strings give various response to each varying blast, to whom frail frame no second motion brings, one mood or modulation like the last. We rest, a dream has power to poison sleep. We rise, one wandering thought pollutes the day. We feel, conceive or reason, laugh or weep, embrace, fond foe or cast our cares away. It's the same, for be it joy or sorrow, the path of its departure still is free. Man's yesterday may never be like his morrow, not may endure but mutability. The poet says, there is only one constant thing in this world, and that is change. Everything is changing. Everything is following the law of impermanence, anitya. Not may endure, but mutability. Mutability is the only thing that is permanent. And what is mutability? The change. Things are changing, changing, and changing. Everything is in the state of flux. Everything is moving. Be it joy or sorrow. Sorrow doesn't survive, nor joy. The path of its departure still is free. Everything comes and everything goes. Things are coming, things are going. Man's yesterday may never be like his morrow. Today is different. The moment I say I know this, I put a label. And the label destroys the newness. We rest. A dream has power to poison sleep. We rise when wandering thought pollutes the day. We feel, conceive or reason, laugh or weep. Embrace fond foe or cast our cares away. It's the same. No matter what things are happening. Everything is changing. We are just like the clouds that veil the midnight moon, how restlessly they speed, gleam or quiver, streaking the darkness radiantly, yet soon night closes around and they are lost forever. The poem evokes a sense of impermanence. It touches the inner chord. And tells us what we are clinging to. Today is day 14. And today's sutra is the death of the accumulated mind. What is accumulated mind? And what does it mean when we say, let the accumulated mind die? And what does it mean does not mean when we say death of accumulated mind? What is accumulated mind? Accumulated mind means fixed opinions. Accumulated mind means learnt knowledge. Accumulated mind means ready-made answers, borrowed knowledge, preformed conclusions. What is death? Death does not mean here destruction. We are not talking against experience. We are not talking against memory. Rather, we want to use memory just as a tool rather than as authority. A disciple says to his master, I have 20 years of experience of meditation. Disciple says, a newcomer, I have 20 years of experience of meditation. The master says, probably you have 1 year repeated 19 times. It is the same. Simple repetition. Mind is filled with bias, prejudice, opinions, belief systems, answers, conclusions, experiences, and which we call my experience. I have understood it. I know this. I know this man. I know this person. The moment you meet somebody, you don't meet that person, you meet a category. Oh, he is talkative. Oh, he is greedy. There is already a preformed impression in the mind. There is already a preconceived idea. So we never meet the person. We never meet the present, we meet always the past. Somebody asks us something, and even before the person finishes the question, we have answer ready. The answer is not coming from awareness, it's coming from memory. We say, I got bored. You got bored means something is already stored in the mind about the situation. That's why the boredom is coming. I have to take a decision in life. Option A, option B. I look at my experience past and I take the decision. So the decision is coming from past experiences. It's not coming from fresh awareness. I have a grudge about somebody, against somebody, because I have a preformed idea about that person. Persons are changing, things are changing, places are changing, everything is changing. But I have kept a fixed opinion. And every time I meet the person, I do not meet the person, I meet my own fixed opinions. The person has already changed. Everything is changing, rather. Death of accumulated mind does not mean destruction. I let go. When I say, I know, the moment I say I know, the doors of new perception closes. The best method is, let me see. Let me see. Do you know this? I say, I know it. What is the better answer? Let me see. It is not humility. Rather, we are not supporting humility here. It is the new method. And what is the method? Let's see. Have you visited that place? You say, yes, I have visited already. I know each and every nook and corner of this place. What is the better method? Let's see. Things are changing. Moments are changing. Places are changing. We sleep, and one dream has a power to poison the sleep. We think, and one thought has the power to pollute the day. Everything changes. Everything is changing. And we have a loaded mind inside. In previous sutras, we saw emptying the mind, not jumping to conclusions, entering into innocence, entering into intelligence, which is greater than thought or knowledge. This is also, yesterday we saw about disappearance of knower. This sutra even goes further ahead. Here the memory is disappearing. We are dropping the accumulated opinions, experiences, knowledge. Why? Because things are changing. And every today is fresh. The reactions should not come from yesterday's experiences. Let them come from new experiences. So the first method is meet the situation without using the past. This is the practical experiment which we have to carry out today. Whenever you meet a new situation, a new experience, a new happening, we get surprise because of expectations. Life surprises because we expect a particular answer from life. And life brings surprises, new things. It's our attachment to the past expectations that things surprise us. Everything is new, everything is fresh. Nothing is like yesterday. So meet one situation with freshness, as if you have no knowledge. You go and sit in the class or murli, but don't bring the past experience. I know this person, what he is going to talk. I know this sister, the way she is going to explain the murli. I know what examples he is going to give. I know him. I have been hearing this person from such a long time. You miss the bus. You'll meet the situation without the past. So when you enter your department, go as if you are going for the first time. As if a newbie, as if first day in Madhuban, as a newcomer sevadhari, who is fearful of those frightening eyes. As if a person who is giving a speech for the first time and he is afraid of those hovering eyes. Go and sit to some scenic place in nature and watch as if you are watching it for the first time. Look at the sky as if you are watching at the sky for the first time. Look at the clouds. Hear the song as if you are hearing the song for the first time. Sing as if you are singing for the first time. Dance as if you had remained frozen for many years and now you're dancing. Write, and every word should appear like a pearl. Write with such attention. Such fresh attitude, with a candid mind, to meet the situation without the past. That is the first sutra. first method. The second is, rather than saying I know, let's see. Okay. Let me try. Let me see. Do you know this? No, I don't know. I never did it. Best method is, let me see. Let me try. Let me watch. Let me look. Let me try my hand at it. Have you read this book? Oh, this book. Let me see. You might have read it 10 times. Every Murli is new. Every Murli is the embodiment of freshness, an incarnation of knowledge, a fresh incarnation. Murli is like the rising sun. Every sunrise is different. Today's sunrise cannot be similar to yesterday's sunrise. And also from where you see it. At what time you see it. So the second principle is, let's see. And the third, end the day by letting the memory drop. Good things happened, bad things happened. Somebody came and praised and somebody came and abused. Just say a single word of gratitude. Thank you. Every man is different. Karmic accounts are harsh. The laws of karma are stringent. Many things are not in our hand. So the best method is a sense of gratitude, a single word. And then go to sleep. The most beautiful method of earning new knowledge or knowing is not reading, is not writing, is not understanding, is not churning, is not discussion, is not even silence. What is the best method to become knowledgeful? Best method to acquire knowledge. Reading, doing some courses, online courses, talking, discussing, churning, learning from somebody, explaining, teaching others. What is the best method? Bodilessness. Meditation, become bodiless. And knowledge comes. The best method is get detached from the body. The moment you get detached from the body, the consciousness is linked with the universal consciousness and the knowledge is downloaded from the universal database. The fresh knowledge, not what is written in the books, not the answers from the books. The fresh, the new. You take directly from the source. There are no words, there are no lyrics, but knowledge is downloaded as vibrations. And then, vibrations may take any words which you know, any language you want. You can express it in the language you have. Had the God entered a person whose language is Tamil, he would have spoken in Tamil. Had God entered a man whose native language is Spanish, he would have spoken in Spanish. Knowledge has nothing to do with language. Knowledge is vibration. So when you become bodiless and when you sit in meditation, and let it be a prolonged state of meditation, 3 hours bodiless, and then see what happens. 2 hours bodiless, and then see what happens. 8 to 10 hours per day bodiless, and then see what happens. You have not read any books. You have not spoken anything. You have not written anything. You are just sitting hourly. 1 hour and then gap. 1 hour, again break. 2 hours and then break. You keep on accumulating hourly meditation to the cumulative 14 hours meditation. You have not read any book. You have not churned any knowledge. But by the end of the day, you have become knowledgeful. Because knowledge is wave and wavelets. Knowledge are vibes, vibrations. Knowledge are rays, laser beams. They enter the consciousness as waves. And then when you speak, you can use any language. You may not speak, but the knowledge will stay. It's all within. A man was used to get angry. Angry at his wife, angry at his children, angry at his neighbors. He was irritated all the time, so he decided to give up the world. And he became a sannyasi. He went in the jungle and sat there in meditation, away from everybody. All those irritating people were not there. Those who used to bug him day and night, they all were gone. And now he's sitting nicely and doing meditation. And suddenly a crow comes and drops the droppings on his body. He opens the eyes and sees, who is it? A crow. And he starts running after the crow, shouting and abusing. And then suddenly stops and asks, what I'm doing? Again the anger. The source of anger is not outside situations or things or persons. The source is within. The source is the expectation which is stored within. A particular person should do this way. If they don't do, if he doesn't do, I feel angry. I feel upset. So it is the death of that accumulated mind, which is filled with expectations, opinions, conclusions, answers, and past stale experiences. Life is so fresh. Look at it as if a small child just born, as if a blind person operated and now got the vision. An old man and his young son were traveling in a train. And the young man, over 20-year-old, he was so excited when the train was moving. And with every passing movement he was making comment. Oh, what beautiful scene is this. Oh, what is that tree? Clouds, huts, palms, birds, pigeons, women fighting. He was excited at everything. The man sitting next said, is he mad or something? Such a young man. Is he a child? He's behaving like a child. He's an adult. What's wrong with him? The father said, he was born blind and today he got operated. And this is the first day. He has eyes. And the world is so fresh and everything is so new. Every vista, every panorama is an instance of wonder and joy and beauty for him. So every meditation should be a new meditation. Drop all the old Rajyoga techniques. I am soul. All the parrot-like repetitions. Create a new commentary, a new Rajyoga. A new union, a new astral travel, a newfangled way of Sakash. Drop all the orthodox, customary, traditional ways of meditation. Create your unique style. Past kills the uniqueness. Be in this moment and discover and invent and arise and move and rejoice and dance and sing. Om Shanti.
The time is right, the divine call of light, the novel morning bright, the divine insight, the eternal countdown begins, the brave heart wins. The brave heart wins.